Proclamation number 8336 of 23rd of November, 1962. Transformation to love. All my teachings therefore only amount to making it clear to you humans why you live on earth and what purpose earthly life is for you. You only need to know one thing, that you start your earthly life without love and should have changed to love by the end. This is all I ask of you, but it requires your free will. You yourselves must want this transformation into love. I will now do everything else by first trying to influence your will so that it turns towards me. Then I will provide you with the strength to also be able to carry out the will. And since the transformation into love is to be every person's first and last goal, a spark of love has been placed in your heart from me. And you are now no longer incapable of this transformation, but you constantly have to be admonished and stimulated, and this shall now be achieved by my word, which conveys my love to you, which longs for your return to me. As long as you are without love, you have no knowledge whatsoever. You know nothing about your origin, about your former state in which you are unspeakably happy. You don't know that you had forfeited this bliss yourselves through your rebellion against me. That you thus completely changed your nature into the opposite, that you gave away your love and rejected every illumination of love on my part and therefore fell into an unhappy state. Yet only when you possess this knowledge again will you approach the former state of perfection. For such knowledge will always be the result of a life of love and can never be gained without love. But the knowledge will also make you happy, for you will now also recognize me myself, your God and Creator, and know that you are in contact with me, that you possess the love of your God and Creator and therefore may also receive love from me time and again if you declare yourselves willing to accept it. Hence my word gives you this knowledge, and therefore it is truly a gift of grace of immeasurable value, because at the same time it is proof of my existence, which completely loveless people want to deny because they are devoid of all knowledge as a result of an unkind way of life. But faith in me is already a blissful benefit for the human being, for to be able to believe in me also presupposes a degree of love. And the evidence is also given that you are on the path back to me if this living faith is within you. It merely concerns me that you step out of the spiritual darkness into the light during your earthly life. That you gain an even if only slight realization, a truthful knowledge. For then a light of love will have been kindled in you which will flare up ever brighter as love increases in you. But as long as it is not possible to stimulate you into working with love of your own accord, as long as you don't voluntarily accept my word and live it out, it will also remain dark in you, and your return to me during earthly life is questionable, if not hopeless. My love truly uses all means to guide you to the light. And therefore it will create opportunities for you time and again where love can ignite in you, where the spark of love within you flares up and pushes you from within into a work of love. And if you don't resist inwardly, if you listen to this quiet admonition within you, to the expression of your conscience, then you will also safely walk towards the light of day, for love will be allowed to work in you ever more often. You will find your own happiness in helping your fellow human beings in every adversity. For only giving, selfless, gratifying love is to be understood by the love which I demand of you so that you perfect yourselves. Thus I can only influence your thoughts so that your will is directed correctly in time and again create opportunities for you to turn your will into action. And I can only ever preach love to you. And if you comply with my will, you will also attain the brightest realization while still on earth and truly be able to enter the kingdom of the beyond with rich treasures when your earthly life is over. Yet if you never awaken a spirit of love to life, you will remain in spiritual darkness and your earthly life will be an idle one, yet always through your own fault. For everything will be done by me to help you find your way out of your wretched state. However, your free will decides, and therefore you will one day have to answer for this will as you have used, directed, it. Amen.